Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing last week of the show and how much we hated the Super Bowl last week. but before we do, check out all our shows here and our interviews here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And we also have a Facebook page, Diva, Days of Our Lives. And we're also on iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and I'm at mama_hooch on Twitter. And we have the diva with us tonight. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
And she's at Diva of Dole on Twitter. And last but not least, Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Where can we find you?
At Coffee Hooch.
Yep.
With an IE.
At Coffee Hooch. Because we've had that on there for like ever since I started Twitter. Yeah, that's never changed.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
So how's everyone been?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
Frozen in, iced in. here in the
iced
Midwest,
in?
It's been nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
We've had ice storm after ice storm.
Yeah.
Having another
I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the show. I said we were going to discuss the show and how much we hated the Super Bowl last week.
Oh.
Except for you.
That's okay.
I don't know if Carrie
don't
heard
mind.
The heard us. No, I don't know if she heard us talk on the show.
I've said many naughty things before, but I don't think I've ever received an audible gasp as a response from Marianne.
I was about ready to throw the TV out the window, and it's like, oh my god!
They are the AFC champions, and you know they beat us. I wasn't happy about it, but you know, got to represent for the AFC. I don't know.
Honestly,
I don't know many people that actually enjoyed the Super Bowl, though. It was so boring this year. But
well, no,
anyway.
it was boring. That's another aspect of what I meant, too. Yeah, it was boring.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
Yeah. Definitely not the offensive, show that we thought we were going to get.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, so, I'm putting it behind next year.
Next year is only
several months away.
See what next year brings. Yeah. So, okay.
Yes.
Enough of that. Okay. So, so where should we start with days? Let's see. Anybody have any certain storyline that they're liking better than the other, or what they're enjoying?
I could not stand the character of Jordan when she was on before. But I love her as a psycho, and especially hoping she's not going to be on like for an extended period of time. I'm actually really enjoying her. This I have to admit, like I'm enjoying it. I can't lie, even though as much as I bashed that character online on Twitter when she was on with Rafe, that was an awful combination. But anyway, I gotta admit it's been entertaining. Now I know she's gonna poison Kate next week, which will not make me happy. But there will be some drama. You know, it should be good drama. And Rafe's supposed to come to her side, to Kate's side. So I'm gonna love that. So I guess that's the thing. I guess that's kind of like the biggest story right now, right? That Sierra and baby Charlotte have both been kidnapped.
Yeah, Jordan. Now,
basically
do you like the reasoning? Yeah. Do you like? I mean, I know she's supposed to be nuts, but her reasoning is she's gonna, you know, she wants to. She's saying that she wants to protect them from Ben.
Right. I think
she's
psychotic enough to. So I think she's psychotic enough to convince herself that's what she's doing, but she's also enjoying torturing them as well. So,
yes,
And she did anybody
catch
that line?
She's framing. Yeah, I heard she frames.
Yeah, she's framing
what?
Ben, her brother, because she wants him to go back to the psych ward, you know, to the baby or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at one point she said something. She was talking to Sierra with Sierra tied up on the bed. And she was saying something like, you know, no one could come out of our home without being crazy or something. I was like, yep, apparently.
Right.
So actually, I'm enjoying that storyline right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
And I'm enjoying the storyline, but my main reason for enjoying the storyline is Ben. Robert Scott Wilson,
yes.
I think, is
doing
phenomenal job with all his encounters with everyone.
Oh,
and and the whole thing is Ben, you know,
I honestly wondered, it was convincing enough for me to think that maybe he was actually choking him to death. I mean, because he was turning red, purple, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I bet you they had fun doing those scenes, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, the whole thing is like Ben, Hope, she's dead set that Ben's guilty, and she's trying to tell Ted that, and Ted's even kind of convinced that Ben didn't do it. So Ben goes to Marlena, and he's telling her, you know, he's worried about Sierra, and he's been off his meds, and he's like worried about this stuff, and he tells her all this stuff in confidence. So then Hope talks to Marlena and begging her to like tell her. So you know, Marlena tells her all this stuff, and then I loved it when Ben confronts Marlena about it. She's with Eric, and he just got in her face, and there came that dark side out again, right into her face. But you can relate to Ben, and you could say because she so deserved it, because she was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She was totally wrong, I think. I mean, I don't know, this whole confidentiality, you know, she wasn't being very professional, although I guess she made the excuse that I guess if she fears that maybe somebody's in danger, then she's allowed to say something. So I don't know, maybe that's a rule, I don't know. But anyway, I think he's just doing a great job. I don't know.
He's amazing. I don't know how he doesn't get any nomination. I mean, dude is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a different opinion. I don't like the Jordan storyline at all.
Oh, really?
Jordan, yeah.
I
don't like the idea of Jordan. The reason to redeem Ben, I guess. Do you think?
Yeah. I understand. I understand that. I think she's kind of annoying. I thought it was funny though when she was holding Charlotte and putting her lipstick on at the same time. That kind of cracked me up.
Well, I noticed she's got crazy hair going. She like started out looking like wow, she looked great when she first came on. Now she's like kind of like coming unraveled, and I think that's part, you know, intentional. That they're doing that, you know, to show how she's spiraling out of control or whatever.
Weird
did anyone else get bothered? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought it was weird that Jennifer had Charlotte being kidnapped and the spectator, but she didn't tell Jack or JJ first. And I found out the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
But Eve read about it on the website, didn't tell Jack. Jennifer didn't tell Jack, and no one told JJ. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. That's true.
Right. Right.
Well, one of the things that was bothering me with Sierra was I kept thinking, doesn't she need to go to the bathroom? I mean, you know, and then all of a sudden
she did say about going to the bathroom.
Well, finally. She's got to go to the bathroom by now. And she finally said that as a way to get – but she didn't end up actually going to the bathroom. And then she poisoned her, so she fell out. So I was like, passed out. So I'm like going – I'm like viscerally thinking, oh, my gosh, I feel like I have to pee. Because I'm like, being bothered by this idea that she's like, I know that's stupid, but
yeah.
I remember thinking that when Maggie was stuck in the sarcophagus too. Like,
right.
I think Jen's
thing.
Here. I brought Jen on.
Okay.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen.
Okay.
So Carrie hates the storyline. I don't know. I'm hating. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I love Ben.
Well, yeah, and my
I
thing
know.
Is that I love it that everybody thinks he's guilty, and
he's
really not.
Guilty,
I
right.
love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can.
Does anyone else think it's bizarre though that they've just glossed over Jordan showing up out of the blue in town,
yeah.
and the baby disappears after Jordan leaves, and like then when Ben comes over and says, you know, do you know where my sister's staying? I just found out she's in town, and Abigail is kind of like, do you think I've had time to figure that out with me worrying about my baby being kidnapped? And I was thinking, you know, that's not an unreasonable question to ask, because you would think if your longtime friend came in from out of town and stopped by suddenly unannounced, that you'd probably say, oh, where are you staying? So it wasn't a stupid question that Ben was asking. I thought the way
It was nice to see them in scenes together, like Abby and Ben, or Kate Manzi and Robert Scott Wilson, because they had great chemistry.
Uh-huh.
Together, at one time.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, let's put them two back together.
Oh no.
Yeah. No.
That won't happen.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, we only have two more weeks of Chad and Abigail before they leave.
Yeah, I was wondering when that would come.
Is that
up.
It? Oh. Yeah. Is that how?
Yeah. Yeah, they get married and leave town.
I'm sure I guess Chloe's going to leave town too, huh? For witness protection or something?
I'm liking her and Stefan.
Yeah. I heard she gets killed though somehow, but I could be wrong. Did anybody hear about a serial killer storyline coming up again?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
I haven't been keeping up.
All right. And did you hear about Chloe? Supposedly getting killed.
Yeah, maybe they'll fake a death or something.
Yeah,
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. But how do you like? Don't you kind of like Stefan and Chloe?
Yeah,
I do.
I like them.
Kind of good. Their scenes were kind of good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He was more normal.
Well, he did.
Human.
He wants her to move in for protection. He asked her to move in with him.
Mm-hmm.
So. And. Did you see the scenes with Kate and Chad where they were talking and Kate got on her phone and thought there was that Stefan was shot, and Chad's just sitting there, and he said something about and she said, oh, he's okay, and Chad's there he just says and, like he was excited, like he was shot, and no, he's okay.
And then Victor
Victor too.
Yeah.
Now, what did Vic? Do you remember what Victor said, Jen? How he said it?
Don't get my hopes up like that.
Yeah. Brady. Yeah.
Oh.
And how do you like Brady and Victor again? They're back and forth, the same old conversation. Don't run my Victor's getting on him about Chloe, you know, why are you worried about Chloe, and calling her all kinds of names, because I think Brady wanted Chloe to move in with him, and Victor didn't want it, and he says
like,
if you want me to run Titan, you're not going to run my life. You know, how many times has they've had that conversation?
He's like a 40-something-year-old man, and he's acting like he's 18 years. It's like he's reduced to, like, 18 years old with Victor.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Victor knows he's dumb as a rock.
Yeah. You know what?
Victor's desperate to put him back in charge.
Yeah. I'm going to bring on, I think Angela's here.
Yay!
I'm not sure.
Hi there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
You
saw that.
Yeah.
I
oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't
glad
get
you
call
called
last week. I actually fell asleep. I was really tired. We and I did. I was all set to call. I forgot.
Oh,
I was
looking forward to it.
But yeah,
I know you've been wanting to call in.
Yeah, so. I have been. Mm-hmm. I was good. It's good to hear from you guys. I think that Chloe does move in to the Demare Mansion.
Yeah, okay.
I think somehow, I'm not quite sure how it occurs, but somebody does try to take a shot at her, and Stefan steps in front of her in some way to protect her. So whether she actually gets shot, I don't know. And I don't know if
that happened this time.
Yeah,
you know,
he got shot.
Okay, so she is going to move in over there, and I think didn't they test them early on? It seems like
uh-huh,
and I thought they
uh-huh.
looked really good together.
Yeah.
So of course, it doesn't matter. I wonder. Like I said, I wonder what the status is with Brandon Barash, if he is going to stay.
Whenever that
starts to air, or is he off? Is he already going to be off too?
I've heard he's gone already.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. They just come and gone. They just come and go here. They're coming and going.
But I've seen the show more than I've been watching it. At least try to get it at least once a week, once or twice
mm-hmm.
a week. But I think Marlena looks beautiful. Like I said, Deidre Hall is amazing, but I think, had some things on Twitter today about Valentine's Day is going to be quite the romance week. So, and they had a picture of her.
And they have a thing on the app, on their new app. I don't know if anybody's checked it out, but it's really good.
I keep forgetting to go back
Days
on
app.
There. I've been on there before, but I forget about it. I need to go.
Yeah, and they have
I
a Valentine
vote
for your favorite couple.
Jack and Jennifer. I'm voting for Jack and Jennifer because I'm so excited. 44
Hope
years.
And Ted.
Well, as long as Galen is going on hiatus,
were they
I'm
on
happy
there?
With that.
Is
he on since Galen is supposed to go on some type of hiatus, then it doesn't sound like it's a, was Rope even on the list? I voted for Jack and Jennifer.
I don't think they were. I don't know if they were. I don't know if they were.
But I think it's anyway. It's like I said. I think they're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's going to be pieces and parts.
I think
Days
has gotten better.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's gotten better.
I think it's much better than it's been long.
Rod has been rehired or re-signed or I guess. He gets re-signed, writers get re-signed, and I saw that, so I guess he's going to be continuing on.
It wasn't too long ago, though, that we were kind of complaining again. It seemed to kind of take a dip there for a while. But,
it's gotten better.
I'd have to admit, I've been, which has not been my habit of the last several months, and not necessarily just because of Days, but because I have enjoyed Days more. The writing's been a lot better the last couple of years since Ron came. But I have been like watching like the night or the next night lately, like late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me something that I'm kind of like at least curious, more curious than I had been for a while. But so I don't know. We'll see. But
okay, let's see what else. We talked about Ben and Sierra and all that. How about Carrie? How about Eric? Is he's still pouting? Have you seen the Eric and the Sarah and Rex fiasco?
He's trying to act like he's not pouting as much, but he did walk in when Sarah exited Rex's bedrooms when they had sex, and she buttoned up his shirt that she was wearing. And Eric seemed like he was calm with that for some reason.
Yeah.
I thought he'd cover his eyes.
Did anybody else think it was kind of rude?
Don't cover your eyes, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Rex moves in to schmooze on his brother, and then he knows that there's some issues. He doesn't know that Eric's in love with her, but he, mm-hmm. you know, he knows there's issues, and yet he comes back from his hot date with his newly engaged girlfriend, you know, after kind of reunited, and they drop their clothes in the living room and all that stuff. I thought that was rude. I mean,
that was
Eric
rude.
Walked in. I mean, am I just being an old fuddy-duddy? But
see,
like,
Eric pick up the shirt.
Her shirt, his shoes were on. Her shoes were on the floor in her dress, and I was just like, that's really freaking rude. And I, in my
yeah.
opinion, maybe I'm just old-fashioned. But
wow, they weren't thinking straight. Come on.
Somebody on Twitter commented. I said somebody on Twitter commented and said, "Who raised that girl?"
Well, she's a hot mess for sure.
She is. She was definitely a hot mess.
All of Maggie's kids are.
Yeah, would Maggie act like that?
What does that tell you?
Not Maggie.
What the Saint Maggie? Maybe not the greatest influence on her own children. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm kind of thinking, would I really want Sarah? I mean, I kind of like her, but I'm thinking I'd rather, like, go out for a drink with her or something rather than have her, like, care for me as a doctor. I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, if she is as impulsive with her medical practice as she is in her personal life, although, I mean, it is kind of true that there are people who are very professional, and then you look at their personal lives, and it's like a
There's
disaster.
No life.
So I can kind of, mm-hmm. it's kind of like I relate, you know, I can relate to her in some ways, but boy, I'm just thinking, boy, if her patients told you how all over the place she was, I don't know. Anyway,
no.
It's just hard to imagine. Eric is so
yeah.
handsome, and he takes
and
all these awful girls. I mean, why can't he find somebody?
Well, and Rex is a dope. I mean, can we all? I mean, I liked Rex when he first came back. When he very
he
first came
back, he's a nice girl.
I was actually standing up for him because I actually kind of liked him. Surprised me that I liked him, but now I think Rex is just a dope. And I'm thinking, who here?
Well, they've made him a dope. Yeah,
Rex over. Yeah, that's true. Rex over
mm-hmm.
Eric. I mean.
Right.
Nobody would choose. I don't understand why they brought Rex back. I prefer to think that the aliens just didn't exist, that we
yep.
just didn't go there to begin with. So to have brought him back, they should have either just had him come back and he had to say that, well, I'm really Brady, then who is this man? You know, and then do a Roman and John Black story out of that, but versus I don't know. I wonder about
that
whole thing.
Well, that was that whole
thing.
Tie-in, though, with Bonnie and Lucas and all that. That part was kind of fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway. Oh, I don't know. I mean.
Well, I did see the scenes that they did with Wally Kurth and Judy Evans over, this has been a while ago now, but when Leo was first blackmailing Sonny. And all that kind of thing. The facial expressions that Judy and Wally did, I thought were hysterical. I mean, that was so funny. That was really good. And I think it's interesting that Judith Chapman is on. Are y'all liking her or not? Or
oh my God,
I love her.
I was just gonna say about the Leo and his mom
storyline.
Oh, they are
oh my
good.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Judith Chapman is a. Yeah, Judith Chapman is from South Carolina originally. She's from Greenville, South Carolina. But she's been on soap for a long time.
Did she play Gloria?
This is her name on Young and the Restless. Yeah,
on Young and the Restless? Okay, because I keep
mm-hmm.
wanting to call her Gloria.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
who I knew her
They
about,
played
but.
Mother and Son
so they,
there,
they were
too.
Mother and Son.
Right.
Oh,
and then she was,
Mother and Son.
When she was on Days before, she played Angelica. And that's really
oh,
who
that's
they
fine.
Should have gotten instead of Morgan Fairchild
yeah.
to start off with,
yes,
but they messed all
yeah.
that up. But I think she is very good. I don't know that Greg Rickard is there long term or not. I don't know what the plan is for all
yeah.
that. But
so we did learn what his his mom has on him. Evidently, he killed his father, if it is his father, or her husband, or whatever, because we don't know. But I hear the rumors are he really isn't John's son, but we're made to believe that he is. John thinks that he is, or has a suspicion that he is.
Well, did he have that conversation with Roman?
Did you hear the line by Roman to John?
Oh, my God, awesome.
What was it?
Yes, did you hear that, Jeff? He says, didn't anybody tell you how not to get a girl pregnant?
Oh, yeah, that was
did anybody ever tell? Yeah. Because he has another son. He says, I might have another son out there. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Roman said that. I thought that was funny.
I was really, that was,
nobody
was
tells anybody
cringing
on that show how to get. Yeah.
I know. I was
they don't use, nobody uses protection. Birth control is out the window.
I mean, John could have turned around and said, well, you got somebody pregnant via alien. So it was like, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. Still refuse to believe they're Roman and Kate's anyway. So it's a whole other story.
that was a fun exchange.
Yeah. I think Josh Taylor and Judith Chapman would be good together.
Well,
they're both really good at comedy.
Yeah. I don't know, but
I do
agree.
Yeah, those scenes were intense between
Lee. They were riveting.
They were. Yeah. And her eyes. She talks with her eyes.
God.
Her eyes get like real big. And his facial expressions, too. Is like, but he backs down to her. You could just see that, like, she has the control over him.
Have you noticed that? Like, when he is at Casa Kiriakis, he's like glib and like flirty with everybody and obnoxious. When he's near his mom, it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah, he's a meek little mild.
He basically, at the end of that, didn't he basically threaten to kill her if she
to kill her?
You know,
yes.
The same thing that she did to if she outs him, you know, she'll end up like his father or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. So that's his secret, though. So. But they are good. You know, I don't know how long they'll be on. I don't. Yeah, because you know the end game is Sonny and Will. So you know, he's either unless he finds somebody else, or you know they have another somebody for him. But do you think the end game? We'll go back to Eric and Sarah. I'm sure that's the end game there for those two to get together. I guess how long she's staying. So
I feel like what y'all said is I don't know that she's really been written all that well. That's not what I expected them to write Sarah to be.
I liked her when she first came on. Her and Rex together, I liked. I don't know what happened. Now they changed her.
Yeah,
they changed both of the characters a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And they took them in another direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it's a short-term arc, but you know, I guess it's been on Twitter that you know, Ariane Zucker is going to return again as Nicole. So I guess it depends on you know what that story is going to be and how long she's going to be there. Because I've waited decades to see Eric and Nicole. They throw him with the worst. Pairings. It just doesn't seem fair. But I don't know. But that's
depending on if she stays. Do you think they'll have her and Eric get back together? So I don't know. Is she coming to get the baby and then leave? You know, Holly.
They've got to be more to that. I mean, there could be all kinds. There could be other people coming back, you know, that could play a part in, you know, what goes on with Nicole. But they've already announced that, Nadia is leaving. She's already, you know, said that she's done.
Right, we know she's leaving for sure.
So she's out of there. We know that,
there's a lot leaving.
You know, is gone. Tyler Christopher's gone. I guess Brandon Barash is gone too.
Billy Flynn, Kate Manzi.
Yeah,
Olivia, whatever her name is.
Claire Egan, whatever.
And,
she's gone.
And Tripp. Yeah, so there's a lot of major characters right now
leaving.
She can leave.
I'm surprised about Tripp, too, but I guess, you know, they can always, go get him, I guess. I guess I kind of hope, in looking at the prenoms, they did nominate.
Steve comes back.
Stephen Nichols. So I'm hoping maybe they'll bring him back and once they've switched everyone else around. But they have to keep working to get, the younger group together and have it be, we know that Ben and what's her name? Sierra, are good. But they've got, I think, is it Eli and Lonnie that they're?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that seems to be going. But the rest of, the crowd is just kind of, just kind of there. And Leah, I'm hoping Theo, they'll bring the character of Theo back.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
South Africa, because I think there's a lot of potential for a good story with that. And so I guess we'll just have to see. I don't know. I just read today that somebody from General Hospital, and I haven't even been watching General Hospital regularly, but there was a young girl that played Valerie on General Hospital that's going to Y&R.
Yeah.
And, I guess that they've got all kinds of potential to younger people that have got some experience out there that will probably switch around. So sad about Christoph St. John this week.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to mention that.
That was really sad.
It really was terrible. And I had forgotten that he had been on Generations with James Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to figure out why I knew him so well. He was so familiar. I mean, I knew who he was, but I mean, I've always had like great affection for him, and I'm trying to think. I don't know that he was on Y&R during the period that I watched him. So I was trying to figure out why I was so familiar with him. Because I seem to have remembered.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was him on the Cosby Show either.
I don't really remember much about Generations, but I did watch it.
I just saw James Reynolds. They had a great picture and had a really sweet thing. I mean, and I think obviously the most I've seen, he was on Young and the Restless starting in 1991. Generations was on like in the 89. He does a lot of short term nighttime TV and some other things. But
that's
the thing I remember the most, and I sent a text, a tweet to Wally Kurth, because when Wally Kurth was off of All Soap, when we had SoapNet, he had that short term
one day with,
and I remember very well he did. He went over and met with Christoph, and Christoph's son was there, and the little baby Lola had just been born, and she was an infant. I remembered all that. It was just so tragic and sad. But it's been very interesting on Twitter. His first wife, Mia, who was a psychologist. And with the mother of the son that had died, she's tweeting a good bit just about awareness of mental health and just a lot of things like that. So, I'm pleased to hear, even though Josh Griffin certainly did not do a great job at Dave with Dina, but I think probably a lot of that was that he and Dina probably didn't get along. But whatever we had from that was not good. We know that.
No.
But I am pleased that he's over at Y&R. He's been there before, has done well over there.
He was really, really well liked by everyone. This is not one person, kind person he was,
Yeah. I think he was. It's obvious. I've never seen anything quite like this many people that have, continuously been speaking about, what a good person he was, what a warm soul he was. When you get Eric Braeden in tears on television about it,
I did see that interview with him. Mm-hmm.
Did they give him
a tribute? Did they have some kind of tribute on Friday, I think, too? I didn't see it,
It was 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it was short, but again, they didn't have any time. I mean, it
I heard people complaining
it
wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Well, but they're going to do a
maybe
complete
they'll do a longer
storyline.
One.
They're going to
yeah.
do a whole
yeah,
storyline in
like
April. So the whole month mm-hmm. of April, I think they're going to be able to both honor both Kristoff and the character of Neil. So I think that'll be good. But I mean, you know, somebody who was a writer on Line Art, and I didn't recognize the name. But and why I got it, I don't know. Somebody else I follow must have retweeted it because I don't follow. I don't think anybody over there. Well, Josh Griffith, I may still follow, but they had said that that they were already getting ready to do story. They just didn't have a lot of time, and they cut. And again, I don't even know all the storylines going on, but they cut a bunch of stuff out. You know, editors had to go in and cut a bunch of stuff out to make room. For what they did do, for the final his final scenes on Wednesday,
yeah.
and then do the thing. But they,
yeah,
they
wonder,
you can go on. Oh, you can go on Twitter to see what
the
they did do. Yeah, but they will have a good. I think they'll do a good job with that. They're gonna have they've got a month to write
do you
it.
Think
and
will they recast
the
character?
I don't know.
Recast the character or have him die in the end?
I don't,
they probably
don't
know themselves. I'm sure.
It. I don't think they do. They've got. I'm hoping that maybe like Seymour Moore or somebody will come back as Malcolm. Is he still alive? The character
yeah.
Malcolm.
Yeah, Malcolm's still alive.
Yeah. So I just can't. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do as far as recast. I can't imagine. Frankly, they couldn't recast him anytime soon. And
no.
So I don't know what they'll do with that. But mm-hmm. I feel like they're. I know people were upset about it being just really short, although I thought it was nice. I saw it on Twitter. There was a link
yeah.
there, and I saw it, and I thought it was good. I mean, it's just really difficult. I mean, you know how they've got all these shows already in the can, and thankfully it's not like Days of Our Lives. At least it wasn't, they're only 6 weeks
ahead.
They
don't film that far ahead.
We would be waiting a year before we ever saw anything of some. We've already been through that.
Yeah. We have.
So they're
going
to try to do something
few.
For Caroline, for Peggy McKay. They still have to do that yet. There's still supposed to be some kind of show, so that will probably be quite a while before we see that. So
I still do not understand. I understand some of it, but nobody else seems to have mm-hmm. to do things 6 months in advance, and I.
Yeah.
Well, just whatever reason that doesn't.
Whether they'll ever stop that or not, I don't know.
it doesn't look like it. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think they've had plenty of opportunity to change it. But anyway, I'm just thrilled to talk to you ladies and hear good to talk to you live. I'll try to listen in on the.
Glad to hear from you and hear your voice.
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm here in, Tennessee, and we had floods this week, and which is interesting.
Oh,
and tomorrow we're having floods and snowflakes. So I feel like I'm living up north now.
we have 60-degree weather, and then we have 10-degree weather the next day. It's like sunshine and snow, and
it's
freezing weather.
Yeah,
I think Mother Nature is bipolar.
Yes.
Something's
going on. Yeah, it seems like every time we have an advisory that expires, they put a new one up for the next 24 hours. So
yep.
It's been weird.
Well, I've dealt with a lot of different weather scenarios and have been through a hurricane and all that kind of stuff. It was really weird here because the tornado warning things went off and they just kept going for an hour. And I cooked a late dinner yesterday, and so I had, still had things in the kitchen to put away and that kind of stuff. So I was in there with my chicken like at 8:15, and then I came back and was doing something in part of the house, and I went back in there, and, and I had like almost 2 inches of water in the kitchen. And, I'm so thankful. It was only like an hour or so, but you would not believe how that thing spread. And it was an ordeal.
Ooh,
I couldn't understand it because the house that I'm in is on top of a hill, but
evidently there's across the way, which I have not noticed, there are some other houses that have been built, I guess, in the last couple of years that are up even higher, and they did not do a good job draining. So all that water comes flying down. So, but anyway, I mean, I was fine, but I was just going, I can't understand this. Why we have this.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good part of renting, is that somebody else had to come and help. So that was nice.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I know tomorrow. But we had 74, and we'll have warm weather again later this week.
Yeah.
It's just crazy everywhere.
Yeah.
I think
the weather's like that everywhere. So across the country is weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Well,
what's the days? Is there anything? Have we missed anything on days? Any other storylines? Anybody can remember anything? I think JJ and
see this coming. Yeah, not that we couldn't see it coming,
what?
But of course, since JJ spilled the beans to his dad about Haley's situation, we saw this coming a mile away. So that that kind of made to be honest, that
and Haley told Melinda,
it's very contrived now. I'm finding myself really turned off of it now, because that's just so contrived. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of turned me off.
But now
bit.
I don't know
what?
If Jack will actually spill the beans. And I've heard a spoiler, like he mentioned to Eve about JJ was having problems, something about
immigration
and her ears perked up.
Yeah.
But he really didn't say anything more.
Right.
And then I hear in a spoiler
right.
that Eve overhears Haley
of
and
course.
Melinda talking.
Of course.
But she probably figures it has something to do with Haley, and she's probably trailing them or whatever. But, yeah.
But it looked like Jack spilled the beans, but he really didn't, maybe.
But he really, yes. Because they're all saying about Haley said, oh, I can trust JJ, you know.
Yeah,
he won't
course.
Tell anybody. And then and she tells JJ that, and JJ's thinking about, oh, yeah, I did. I told my dad, of all people. That was
a reporter.
You know. Yeah. And we know how Jack is, so.
And running for mayor. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, I got kind of turned off. I thought they were kind of cute at first, and I thought it was kind of interesting. What's her story? Why, you know, and here's, you know, he's falling for her and that. And so that was okay. But then once it became about this, now it's like, oh, that was all just a plot twist.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. A contrived kind of whole deal. So I don't know. Kind of like whatever.
It seems like I read this months ago, and I don't think that I've ever seen – and so I don't know if it was a story that was just decided that they weren't going to go there, or if it's still something that may still come up. But it seems like, and I may have dreamed this, but I don't think I did, that JJ potentially may wind up with the full family. So not just because Jack is back, but it almost sounded and read like he's going to wind up with children and get married.
Huh.
Oh.
And I don't know. It was months ago, and it hasn't seen. The only thing I can say as far as the family goes, Jack is back, but
yeah.
I think we knew that then too. But anyway, I don't know. So we'll just have to see. But I thought it was interesting that they brought this character, you know, back with, you know, related to Trask.
Yeah.
We don't know, I guess. But anyway, I still think it's light years better than it has been in a long time. Even it's not always everything we wanted.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. I said I'm enjoying Ben and Sierra. And did you see the one part where he was dreaming and he thought Sierra was there?
Yes.
And she was more or less talking to him about finding her.
Uh-huh.
Can you find? Yeah,
yeah,
that was kind of interesting, and that was good. And I don't know if you caught it when right at the end. Well, it was. Where she was thinking about him and he was thinking about her, and they had a split screen.
Yep.
And they're kind of like looking at each other. It kind of reminded me back in the old day, if anybody ever, you know, West Side Story, and that they did that same thing. And I'm thinking, oh, like the young lovers and stuff. So it's like, yeah.
I think they've done so many things that were kind of little winks and nods to Hope and Bo. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
kind of, yeah. In a way that they're trying, that's what they're trying to do. the new Bo.
It works with me because I still mourn that Bo is gone. I know I'm not the only. I know some people don't miss him, but I really do. I just don't think there's ever gonna. I don't think I'm ever gonna be satisfied that hopes with anybody.
But Bo. Oh yeah.
It's been too long, but I do think that there have been lots of things that I just love about Sierra and Ben, and I think that they are kind of similar. Yeah, certainly Bo was not a serial killer, and it looks like they could be undoing some of that.
They're trying because I still see a lot of people out. I go onto these different groups and stuff. There's a lot of people that don't like him because they don't like them together. Yeah. He's a serial killer and he can never be redeemed. And some of these are like young people that have never watched a soap for a long time. And I get on there and say, this is a soap. This is what happens. Everybody has done something. Compare Hope. She killed somebody.
Yep.
Technically, she killed somebody in cold blood and we forgave her. Nobody's complaining about her. So, yeah, it can happen.
I think it has to do with the Me Too movement and some of the other things that get a lot of attention right now. Again, some of them are very worthwhile things and some of them are not. Mm. But I think that there are some people that now are more conscious of that. So therefore, I think that is part of what I think Dave is going to do is I think, they saw what happened. I think that's really, it was kind of the slam dunk about, what went. Main part reason what went wrong with Stefan, which there were several things, but one of them being that he got involved with Abby when she was Gabby and all that kind of foolishness and so she didn't really have competency to say yes or no to whatever she got involved with, and I think that was a real I think that was a big quagmire for them to be in, and they don't need to be in another one. With him being the serial killer, that's why I think Jordan or somebody else is going to end up being the person that did all that.
Yeah,
and kind of reverse it, which I hope that's what they do because it'll be easier. I mean, he doesn't have to be a completely, white knight, but
Or can't they just say he was a serial killer, but he was on his meds, he can recover, and people can recover from a mental illness or can.
Yeah.
Change. That's what they're trying to say, I guess, is they can change.
That's true.
Ben made a good, to Abby. He said, you of all people should understand.
Yep.
Yeah, he said that. He what makes her any worse? So, of course, she killed somebody in her right and her wrong.
And framed somebody else.
Exactly the same thing. And framed,
It was so many on days, just the show, Days has, and General Hospital has this problem too. They've never treated really a lot of serious, not with some exceptions, but most serious illnesses with the same kind of seriousness and really logical reality this is not the show that's ever, I don't think is ever going to be able to do, they did the post-traumatic stress thing with Jack, but, there's only so much of that can do. And right now, especially the Me Too thing with so many of these executives and people on television, too, that it's just
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's not even like you can just say, it's just
businesses.
These politicians over here in Washington. It's not just them. Yeah. It's every, it's everywhere. I'm just kind
of
looking forward to just, somebody coming in, taking the blame. We really discovered that so and so is, was really behind this all along, and then they did show on Twitter that it was a video or something. But anyway, there was the famous black glove, and then they were talking about serial killer. And then they started saying on Twitter that was a misnomer, that they're really, that they the Days of Our Lives said there's not going to be a serial killer story.
There's not, because we were talking about that earlier. I had heard that there was supposed to be one.
I heard that too.
Okay.
And then I heard that they said, somebody said that they weren't. So you don't really know. I mean, that's the whole, I took it as you don't really know.
Yeah.
Just like if they come back and come up with a way to exonerate Ben out of all the mess that he was in. Because let's face it, that necktie murder story was not all that great to begin with.
No.
So,
no.
if they change it now, I'm willing to. Yeah, there's a lot of things we just great.
Or the other one show up alive, like Paige. She would have Paige and the other girl, Serena, and the nurse or whatever. They'd all have to show up alive. Like Will showed up alive. Maybe they were in like with Dr. Rolf or whatever.
Wasn't there a rumor that I don't keep up with spoilers and stuff, but I could swear that I saw something that True O'Brien was going to be back, at least for an appearance. I'm not sure if it meant that she was going to be back.
But I thought maybe as a ghost or something. But I don't know. I'd heard that too.
Yeah, they had said that a while back, but they never brought on the girl that played Serena. I cannot think of her name right now. She's been
Melissa Archer.
Yeah, we've never seen. I don't know that they, like I said, that they thought about doing that and decided not to do it. But I guess that's the good part of this now is you have to really stay tuned. You cannot predict. We all could sit around for years and predict what was going to happen the next week. And with days now, I can't really do that. You can kind of guess, but you don't really know. I think that's a great part of having Ron there.
I don't know.
You never know who's coming back, so.
Xander hopefully will be coming back sometime.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was great that Teo was nominated. I thought that was interesting. I guess it's still the prenom.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting I was so glad that they did sort of this guest appearance thing because, because that's and they had a lot of, there were lots of really good nominations, but Teo obviously is seasoned and the character is so well known, so I thought that was a good thing. I don't know when are the Emmys in the spring still? Daytime Emmys, are they in April?
Usually in April, aren't they? So shouldn't the regular nomination sometime in March, I think?
It's not too long away. Yeah, not too long away.
No, I'm thinking. I think the Emmys are usually in April sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And then another picture that came out was Robin Strasser with her doggy in the makeup room at Days. So there's rumors out there. It's Vivian. Could be Vivian.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be, and that would be so good for her too. She's wanted to act again so much.
I could see her. I mean, of course. Vivian will still be Larissa, or to me. But I mean, I don't think she wants to come back, from what I've understood. And so,
Robin,
if they want to have
the
character
together,
she'd be good.
Oh man,
I think it'll be great. I think that would be an awesome thing. Like I said, and I hope that she does play Vivian because I think she can. She can play the outrageous. Quite well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. Well, listen, I'm going to go, but thank you so much for letting me call in. It's wonderful
to
hear all
your
voices.
From you.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to talk to you again, Angela. Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. Y'all take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so good to hear from her.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows her soap stuff for sure.
I know. Brought back a lot of different memories. I'm trying to think.
Catch
everything? Kate wasn't on at all, FYI.
Yeah,
she
was on.
She was.
Yeah.
She was on one day. That's right.
She was on with Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Chad. I don't know if she was on with any. Was that
next
just those
week
scenes
she's
with
on,
Chad? I'm
okay,
thinking.
Next week, Kate's on Tuesday through Friday, so it'll be a good week. I mean, I don't think most of that time she won't be comatose, but, because we know she gets poisoned or whatever. But I'm wondering. I'm looking forward to, even though I know you guys don't like Rafe, I'm looking forward to having a little rate time next week, even if it's Rafe sitting by her bedside or whatever. I'm excited about that.
Oh, okay. Rafe to the rescue.
Okay. All right, Miss Sarcasm. I can enjoy my rate.
Okay.
Is it true? I saw in the message boards they're bringing back Johnny. I don't know for how long now.
I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, Carrie found the picture.
Somebody tweeted. They tweeted a picture, and I went in there and I was looking. One of the boys has longer hair than the other. One's kind of cut short, and the other one's longer. But they did have a picture of one of the boys at the studio. So they're doing something. I wonder if those are scenes with Rafe or something, because Rafe was supposed to be going.
He comes back
to help
with Rafe.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe Binger's bringing him back with him.
We all know that Sammy can't take care of her kids on her own.
Nope.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, she can barely keep track of which ones are hers.
Maybe he's taking over Demera. Maybe Todd is in charge.
Oh, God.
Well, we get somebody mature.
Who knows? Who knows what Ronald is?
Yeah, Karma's here for Sammy, that's for sure. With all the hell she put Marlena and John and Roman through.
True.
But Karma coming after Sammy for being
Hellion
Keen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Johnny giving her trouble, yeah.
Johnny and Ellie.
By Sammy,
probably
by Sammy's
nothing
standards, Giovanni should have already, like, hacked into a hospital, like, database or something by now, right? With some DNA tests.
Right. Or stole a baby or something.
Stole his own sibling. I wonder where has anybody checked to see if Sydney and Allie are still around?
Where's Sydney? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and okay, so this brings up when you brought up Johnny coming back, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it'd be cool. But remember, isn't Ron the one that wrote all those storylines on GH for like the little kids?
Yep.
And it kind of annoyed some people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting
to see,
I guess.
Those were good kid actors, though.
They were really good actors, though.
They were good kid actors,
What was the little boy, Spencer?
Yeah.
Spencer?
Yeah. But I think people, from what I heard from people who've watched GH for a long time, a lot of them were not annoyed that there was so much story around, like, the little kids having crushes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was watching back then, and I did think they were cute.
What happened?
I mean, yeah. And Teo playing, you know, Nicholas, Victor.
With Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah,
Uncle Victor, whatever.
You notice how all the characters have the same name?
Victor.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I think we covered all the storylines that are. Going on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's probably about time, isn't it? Yeah.
All right.
Hour's about up. It's usually an hour.
Yeah.
I set it for.
All right.
Great
talking with you
guys. Well, thank you, everyone.
Good night, ladies.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
All right.